both said, we have a lot to do today. Mila the Memshir and the Shliach. So our Gemara started. Amr of Yir B'Ava, Shochling B'Rat L'Shmon, Yal Be'i Arbeinu, Amr L'Shtayin Kisru, Kinu Yad L'Ishti, Amr L'Sofer, Mekasta, Bekosmu, Ein Mahu. What if the people you appointed to the Hasim themselves, they just did a Shliach, was a Shliach for the Tziva? Shaldu Tetzva, the Ritzvah Talmud. Okay, she remarried, she's been divorced, Safed, so not sure if it's valid get, and it's, we have to examine whether it's a valid get, and I don't know Talmud, what was exactly Safed. Ealing, should that really mean the Safed, mean the Mitzvah, should have Lorus, Lishliya, give me this more or less, I'm Chazri. If you say, because there's a rule, Mili, and he's Mesopet, whether Mili Memshir and Lishliya, or Mili Bo Memshir and Lishliya, can words be handed over to Lishliya or not? What do you mean? That can't be Shmuel Safek. He explicitly passed like Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, who says Milo Memshir Shliach, which means you can never have a Shliach or Shliach for the writing of a get. El Shmuel Hakamibai, Lehak Sobuk, Sev Yodan, Uksavan get. The Machlok is that our Mishnah, when our Mishnah restricted and said Milo Memshir Shliach, etc., was our Mishnah also restricting the writing of the sofer or only the signing of the eight of the handwritten signatures, meaning the handwriting, the recognizable signatures? The Tifshaling Masnisen, I was trying to get the Ishti or the Shulchan Kids, we get a Kunda Ishti or be able to get to the new, isn't a flourish in our Sak. His suffix was when the guy said Sofu, did he mean you yourself wanted to get, or did he just mean you yourself should sign your names, your signatures on the get, but anyone can write the get. Why can we learn from the Mishnah? The Mishnah clearly says they have to write the get. No, we go, no, we buy it. Like, that's the same stuff he had about the guy's word, the stuff he had about the Mishnah. When they ask him, so who did he mean writing or did he mean signing? Obviously, signing is more significant. That's the personal aspect. He goofa, coming by, like, so when the Mishnah talks about writing, does it mean their signatures or does it mean writing the text of the get? Pshita, the chsav, the get, seifa. Rabbi Yossi, you mean shliach afanim kubalim shafilo armel bezer don shlayim to get the ishti shigil. He am Rabbi Shlomo chsav the get who shafil. You know, yodim yikav etin lo yodim mech simas yitayku. Says obviously our mission is referring to writing the get, not signing their signatures. It says even if he says the bezer don shlayim, they're not letting make it on the shliach. They have to learn. If this actually to learn is the proof. They have to learn to write and write it themselves. When you learn to write, if you said Safa get, you can imagine the Docha, a Bezin, the proper text of a get and have to learn it. Okay, maybe you already talked to Mishnah, they have one of the books we have, discussed later in the Sechet, you have to write words special ways. You don't even write it, spell things, words normally, spell words in a funny way to make sure that they can't possibly look like other words. Some maybe they've learned, but if signing their signatures, there's best that he doesn't know how to sign their names. And strangely enough, the Gemara's answer is any comedian chatza. There could be a new best if we don't know how to sign their names. Apparently, literacy was not as widespread as we might imagine, and you could be a big enough talmid chacham to be a best nagadol and not know how to sign your name if you were just appointed and you had to learn, even though it sounds very dochak to us. The Israelite exodus of Yadin Rock selling at kosher. Of Amr Shmuel Amr Rabbi Halacha Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Lemech Shliach. Hold on a second. Even though now we've just said it could be he is a valid suffix, and the guy said kiss move it's new. We don't know if he meant only signing or also writing. And when the Mishnah says they have to write it themselves, we don't know if they meant only signing or also writing. But Misvara, once Shmuel said Rabbi Lemech Shliach like Rabbi Yosef, it's a svara. Chasavaget kosher. What do you mean for writing to get it's kosher to have a double shliach? Shmuel said, "Milu memshul shliach, milu memshul shliach." That's bein bechasima, bein bechasima. I mean, no, he saw read lunch. So chasav yadnu chasavaget nasik to omer imru mod biyosvi omer imru. Now, if you think that chasavu means signatures, then it's nasa. That's Shmuel suffix. Shmuel suffix that maybe he meant write and sign to get by chasavu. That's what the Mishnah meant, etc. Or maybe the Mishnah and the guy only meant sign the get. So if he said specifically sign the get and hand over the get, then what does he think they should do about writing get? It's as if he told them that's small suffix, maybe it's tantamount sin than Omer Imru, explicitly telling them to tell the sofer to write the get, and Modir Yosef Omer Imru. And Rabbi Yossi is Modir. Yossi is Milu Mepsu Shliach. That's if I don't give you specific orders. If I just say do it, you can't hand it over to another Shliach. But if I specifically tell you Omer Imru, go tell someone else to do it with specific authorization, then Rabbi Yossi is Modir that Milu Mepsu Shliach. Then we're saying, me Modir Yossi Omer Imru. Is he really Modir Omer Imru? And that's the whole rest of the Sugya, which is very complex. We're not going to get to it now. But spoiler alert. In the end of the Gemara will decide that Rabbi Yossi Taka apostles even over Imru. He goes all the way. You can't have a shliach, most shliach. But Shmuel himself said that you can't have Milu Memshu shliach stop. But Omer Imru is okay. And that's why Shmuel himself had a suffix. If Omer Imru is okay, when I say kiss Wutsu, do I mean write the get so you can't hand it over? Or do I mean sign the get, but implicitly I am saying tell someone else to write the get? In which case, that would be okay for Shmuel. Okay, we'll come back to the Shach Tutario of our Sukkah. That was by way of introduction, one of the three places in Shas, all of the Pesachas, where Milu the Mentioned Lashleach comes up. And what do we know from our Sukkah? There's a Machlot Rabbi Yossi remain in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi owns Milu the Mentioned Lashleach, seemingly implying, that Rabbi Meir holds Milu the Mentioned Lashleach, although it doesn't say so, it just implies. And there's a debate about whether Omer Imru would be an exception or not. Let's look at two other sugyas. Let's go to Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. This is the Mishnah of the harsh Mishnah of Milu Memshu Shliach. What does it say? The Mishnah says Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Amr lo niklo get the ishtav of Amr lo sovu.
If
I tell two people to write a get, and they tell someone else, they tell someone else to write it, a different sofer to write it, a different edom to sign it, even if they give it back to me and I totally approve and I hand it to my wife myself, I totally approve that I did the nesina, nonetheless, the get is bottle, possibly no right, son. Because I didn't directly command the sofer in the Eden, it was only for Shleach Hosa Shleach. Obviously sounding like there's some problem. I am the Gemara says at first, Lo Amar Tzu, Amar Tzu, no step, Bani Rameh, Redom, Memshul Shleach. At first says, if I say Sovu, it's possible. Implying if I had said to three people, Tzu, get Leishti, that was in our Mishnah, then it would be Kasher. That's like Rameh says, Mili Memshul Shleach. The Seifa says, no, it only works if I actually order directly, and there's no way to do it indirectly whatsoever. That's like Rabbi Yossi, don't be the launch of the Shleach. Raise your mayor, say for Rabbi Yossi. So first, it's in, raise your mayor, say for Rabbi Yossi. Etc. Right? The either, yes, the raise your mayor, say for Rabbi Yossi, or Abai suggests, no, although it doesn't work out in the end. It's all Rabbi Meir, and the Reisha just means that the Seifa just means that in some cases it's possible if I don't command directly, or this also doesn't work out in the end. They suggest that it's all Rabbi Yossi, and it just means if I do Omer Imru, it's okay, and if not, not. And then we decide that Rabbi Yossi possibly even Omer Imru. Okay, what do we see from here? We see from here that there's a machlok, we know who the sides are. Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah says, Milu Kol Memshu Shliach. That's why he says you can never tell someone else to do it. No matter two, three, kisvu, two. While Rabbi Meir holds Milu Memshu Shliach. That's why he says sometimes you can have a Shliach Osa Shliach, which is if I tell three people two and I make them a best. And the assumption would be that, Minastan, the Yakubi Tosis here. The reason I hope is that. In the other case is just like the assumption is that I definitely don't want them to pass it on. But if assumption is that I don't mind them passing it on, then let's just go to the third sugya. Kaf Tes Amud Aleph. This is about Shliach Lo Halacha. The Mishnah is Shliach Lo Halacha, right? Basically, toward the beginning of the yeah. Okay, this is about Shliach Lo Halacha, and basically it says a Shliach Lo Halacha can make another Shliach. He had the whole discussion. Only if he gets sick, and he can't do it. He doesn't get sick. But a shliach lo lakim being another shliach. And the Gemara asks a chavtes amen alf. Or minu armal shnayim to get leishia or shlosha kiss we get into leishia where ilu yechtu will begin into being a shliach lo. Our Mishnah says the Mishnah chavtes amen alf says a shliach lo lakim can make another shliach. Shliach lo shliach. But our Mishnah on tzav bavam beis says a shliach leksiva b'chasima cannot make another shliach. Right, so it's a stira. Which line in our Mishnah are they quoting? Amar the Shnayim can get the Ishti or the Shlosha kiss who get it to the Ishti. Who says that's possible? Who says they can't make another shliach in those cases?
Unclear.
Well, we'll say Rabbi Meir, right? This is the beginning of the before Dibur Rabbi Meir. Right, sounds like Rabbi Meir. So why is Rabbi Meir possible shliach or shliach like Siva? So Abai Amar Hazam Time Mami should be joining the Baal Hachabal Puppet. No. There's a difference between ksiva and holacha. Ksiva is b'zayin the baal. Ksiva, the baal is makbid, meaning theoretically a shlich can always make a shlich. However, in ksiva, there's an omdad that the husband doesn't want to make a shlich because it's b'zayin. But in holacha, for the sima seyat, there's no b'zayin. Why is the b'zayin in ksiva and not in nesina? So Rashi and Tosfos say something which is very controversial, which I'm having a lot of trouble with. That in the Sina, there's no bizayon. If I send someone else to hand over the get, I could have done it myself. I just sent someone else for convenience. What's the bizayon there? In Ksiva, it says, because of Los Sefer Krisos, the husband should write. And why would he send someone else to write? Because he doesn't know how to write. So it's embarrassing that he doesn't know how to write. And therefore, it's bizayon. So Tanach, I told these two people, write for me. But to then spread the word to other people, that's bizayon, and therefore I don't want them to. That's a bayin. Okay, this is very controversial. So that's a good question. How does it work with Rabbi Meir in the pasuk? Is a good question. But we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. So not the end of the world. Correct, but this is Rabbi Meir. So maybe it's a that's not, it's a good question. Not to mention the fact that the Gemara doesn't seem to assume anywhere that most of the time the husband wrote the get. Like, of course, every story in the Gemara is about sofer writing the get. So, regardless of what theoretically the pasuk means, it doesn't seem to have been a social norm for the husband to write himself. So, therefore, the Rishonim Sfarim quote from Meir Hanano that the Bizayon is a little different. The Bizayon is that everyone should know I want to divorce my wife. Why isn't there Bizayon by Shliach Leholacha?
Or a basin.
Why isn't there Shliach Leholacha Lechora? Because Shliach Leholacha, I'm actually divorcing my wife. Of course, everyone has to know. Like, you know, she has to know she's divorced, she can remarry, etc. But if I write the get, I'm thinking of divorce. I might have to divorce my wife in the end, right? You're writing a get, and then we'll see what happens. So at the stage of writing a get already is like at that stage, I don't want to publicize yet. When it happens, I want to publicize. When it hasn't happened yet, I don't want to publicize. I want to keep it quiet. Okay, maybe that's the shot. In any case, there's this bizayon deval. Why is there be no bizayon deval if I tell three people to know? Because then I'm relating to them as a Beis Din. Anytime I say something in Beis Din, that means I don't mind it being publicized. That's the point of Beis Din. Beis Din means publicity. This is already very publicized. And I'm indicating that I don't mind publicity.
Is the Rizva also?
What?
Is the Rizva as well?
The Rizva calls Rabbeinu Hanan. Right? The reason I put the red figures is because we don't have Rabbeinu Hanan all get. Right?
Yeah.
Tosos Ritz took a slot.
Realize that as soon as we're there, we have
to be more. We'll get that in a second. Okay. Rav Amar, he shouldn't be leaning in a meatloaf in terms of Shliach. Rav says, no, because it's mealy. Words. Meaning telling you to write a get for me is words. Shliach lo lach, I'm handing you over a chepta. Shliach lo lach, I'm giving you the physical get. That's not words. That's a concrete object. But telling you write for me is words. And words can't be handed over to a Shliach. The difference between them is telling people to write and sign a shtar of a matana. If the problem is bizayon, there's no bizayon in matana, right? It's not embarrassing to give a matana. There's no expectation as to who will do the ksiva for matana. Clearly, like, why should the giver be expected to write it? Like, the recipient who's getting something. Therefore, there's no bizayon, but as far as mealy, it's no mealy. I'm not giving you a horse to give to him as matana. I'm giving you words saying, write a star to give him a field as matana. Rav says, Rav would mention that Matana is not like you get, and Shliach also Shliach. And Shmuel would say Matana is like you get, because no, who cares the Mili is about Ishus, or the Mili is about Mamun. Okay, now, the first issue I want to talk about, which is very, very, very clear, is what are the shitas of Rabbi Meir and what are the shitas of Rabbi Yossi? What is the shita of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi? Because from this Gemara, it sounds like Rabbi and Rav are arguing about, sounds like they're arguing about Rabbi Meir. Why? Because they quoted the line from the beginning of the Mishnah of Rabbi Meir. Right? What line do they quote from our Mishnah? They quoted Amar the Shnayim to get the Ishti. Oh, the Shlosha Kisru get to the Ishti. That was Rabbi Meir. Yossi says, even Shlosha to the Ishti. So it sounds like they're arguing within Rabbi Meir. Or not Memser and the Shliach. Which is a little tricky because in the Gemara and Sarahon base, it implies that Rabbi Meir holds Mili Memserin. And in Ayin Alfon base, it says Dover Pashek that Rabbi Meir holds Mili Memserin Shliach. So we have to figure out what are the shitas of Rabbi Meir and what are the shitas of Rabbi Yossi. So there are three main mahalchim here to the best of my knowledge. What does Tosos say here? Tosos asked a stira. I'm Chavtes and Aleph, also in Samachom and Beis, but one less detail. Between Chavtes and Samachom and Beis, how come in Samachom and Beis they asked the Kasha and Shmuel from, don't you hold like Rabbi Yossi that Shliach is not also Shliach? Or Meir also Shliach is not also Shliach for two people, and he's talking about two people. And he gives two answers. Either they could have asked for a Meir also, but they would rather ask for something Shmuel said, and Shmuel passed like Rabbi Yossi. Or no, it's not a Kasha or a Meir, because Rabbi Meir might be like Abaye. Or Meir might be because of Bizayon. And in, and if you tell a sofer to write together, there's no Bizayon, there's only one other person who knows, and that's not so far. Oh, yeah, big assumption, psychological assumption, Tosas. But Tosas has an interesting Lashon here. What's Tosas' Lashon? He says, the Ode, Davi Matzi Lameimar, the Taima Durab Meir Mishon Bizayon de Baal, etc. You could have said the reason for Rabbi Meir is Bizayon de Baal. Right? You could have said the reason for Rabbi Meir is Bizayon de Baal. What does that imply? You could have said the reason for Rabbi Meir is Bizayon de Baal. Sounds like you can't say the reason for Rabbi Yossi is Bizayon de Baal. It's only for Rabbi Meir who could be saying Bizayon de Baal. It sounds from Tosos like Rabbi Yossi for sure holds Mili Lomemes from the Shliach. It's Rabbi Meir who might be Bizayon de Baal, that would be Abaye, or might also be Mili Lomemes from the Shliach, and that would be Rava. The Ramban sounds this way as well, I think more than even the Ramban on Daf, the Ramban and Samach Bav on the Beis sounds this way as well, which I might apologize. I might not have put in the course, and not even have with me. But he sounds. Is that a Ramban? Thank you, appreciate it. If you look at the Ramban and our sugya, what is he saying? He says. Give me a second. He says maybe Rav Meir holds it's because we're talking about like Abaye says. So he has an interesting question. He says, why didn't the Gemara ask for Shmuel on Shmuel? Shmuel says Matana Rir Piget. Shmuel says Matana Rir Piget that proved me the woman from the Shliach. So why didn't they ask for that Shmuel? So he says, no. Kilo Shmuel Lavla Rav Meir Kamar Leave it Rav Yossi Nasifla. The Ula Pasim Shmaik and Rav Yossi Mila Mentor Lashliach Pal. Because he says, when Shmuel said Matana Rir Piget, he might have been saying like Rav Yossi says Mila Mentor Lashliach. But it could still be that Rav Meir is because of Bizayon de Baal. So the Ramban in our sugya clearly assumes that even if Rabbi Meir is Bizayon de Baal, Rabbi Yossi is still Mila Memser and Shliach. So I will say here in his one shita, which is Tosos and the Ramban, and I think Rav Rishonim, even though you're a little bit taking my word for it, They say Abaye and Rava argue within Rabbi Meir. Which the Pashat shot of Abaye and Rava argue within Rabbi Meir, which is the Pashat shot of Daf Chav Tesam Aleph. What do they say? They say Abaye v'Rava Nechliku v'Da'as Rabbi Meir. In other words, what did Abaye say? And what does Rava say? Abaye says that Rabbi Meir holds Mili Memsar and Lashliach. And Rabbi Yossi holds Lo Memsar and Lashliach. While Rava holds, Rabbi Meir says Lo Memsar and Lashliach. And Rabbi Yossi also holds Lo Memsar and Lashliach. Right, everyone agrees Rabbi Yossi holds Lo Memsar and Lashliach. The argument is Rabbi Meir also Lo Memsar and Lashliach? Or is Rabbi Meir Memsar and Lashliach and just probably Zoyin at the bottom? But it still doesn't work for two. I mean, it still doesn't work. It's not a bad thing because he's going to Baal. And what's the, because he's going to Baal. The, what's the difference between Bezdin and not Bezdin according to Rabbi Meir? What's the difference if it's a Bezdin or not a Bezdin? If it should be going to Baal, the answer is once you give it to a Bezdin, you're implying that you don't like person. Right? Let's just ask. Maishna Bezdin Lefi Rabbi Meir. So, Lemanda Omer Bizoyim de Baal. You have to say it's an Omdana. The Eino Makbid Al Pirsum Hadavar. If he's willing to give it to three people and relates them as a Bezdin, if he says three people kiss with two, then he's relating them as Shluchim. He says, oh, I need three, keep it quiet. When he says three people to two, it was an Omdin in those days. When you say an end result of three people, Bezdin, and you treat them as a Bezdin, you say, I don't want the whole world to know. Because Bezdin is publicity. What's the difference, Laman de Omar, Mili, Lo Mimser and Lashliach? Why should Bezdin be different? So you have what? More costly. Some obviously the answer is Mili or Memsar and Lashliach. Ali de Bezdin, right? You have to say Mili Memsar and Lashliach. Ali de Bezdin. Why are Mili Memsar and Lashliach Ali de Bezdin? So you could say does Bezdin have koch? Maybe we have to figure out exactly what that means. Right, interestingly, like here, already the Rishon are a little more silent. So, Taka, you know, Mama, but I want to explain it. Maybe Koach Bezdin. Could be Bezdin have Koach to do things that regular people don't. Okay, why should that Koach be specifically about appointing another Shliach? I mean, clearly Bezdin can't like divorce my wife from here, right? Get without my authorization, right? They need to be Shliach. So, maybe Koach Bezdin have Koach. I'll try to figure out exactly how we can understand why the cloth advantage makes a difference. I thought there could be another Hesper as well. Which is, it could be that Bezdin is an organic entity. Meaning, if I tell Yomi to do something, and he tells Charlie, that's Shliach or Shliach, I only point to Yomi, and Yoni went to Charlie. If I want the Bezdin to do something, and they tell the Shliach Bezdin to do it, is that a new step? Or is that part of the first step? When I appoint a Bezdin, am I appointing three individuals? Or am I appointing the institution of Bezdin? If we assume on the point, the difference is if I appoint individuals, whether two or three, they're individuals. And a different person is not them. If I appoint a Bezdin, Bezdin's not individuals. Bezdin is an institution. And therefore, Shliach Bezdin is part of the Bezdin. And it's actually close to Shliach. So it's my original Shliach, because Bezdin is a goof, just like Klal Yisrael. It's not just a collection of individuals. It's a goof called Klal Yisrael, right? Even if all the Jews die in over 120 years, new Jews are born, we're still the same Klal Yisrael. Maybe Bezdin is, even the Shluchim are part of Bezdin. They're all one Chetzer Shel Bezdin, so it's not a second. It's like, you know, if I tell you and then you tell your aunt, okay, that's not shleif, what's a shleif? So that's what I want. I don't have a marker for this, except for, I think, to good svara. Maybe there's a chefza shel bezdin, and that's really the difference. When I point you as individuals, you are, you're not, you're not. When I point you as a bezdin, you're an institution. Whoever works for the institution is part of the institution. Right, when a corporation hires someone to do something, and they do it, that's a shleif, what's a shleif. That's the corporation doing it.
It really depends on what you do.
Correct, certainly. Chefza shel bezdin, kolel, gam shliach bezdin. And so it's all a first shliach. Absolutely, we have to get back to that. Do you want to specify?
So if you hold that mitzvah, mitzvah is shliach, and shliach is shliach, and that wouldn't apply in the case.
Right. Okay, so let's hold the thought for a second.
It must be someone to Bezdin. Shliach is part of Bezdin.
Correct. The Shliach Bezdin counts as Bezdin and has one of the dead. Okay. Counts as Bezdin, just the covenant of the Bezdin. But certainly you do have a counts of Shliach Bezdin. Counts as Bezdin. I agree. You could also just say someone says this. Maybe it'll come to me. It is an undana of Omer Imru. Maybe when I say a bezdin, it's just an undana that when I say a bezdin, I don't mean they should do themselves. Let's say it's just undana of Omer Imru. And Meir holds that, and Shmuel holds, and then the Hot Meir Yossi holds that Omer Imru works. Okay. There are plenty of ways to explain the bezdin. We will come back, certainly come back to it. What? No, I don't think the Ramban says Bezdin is a, but it's picked a Ron somewhere. Do you have it in the Masifta?
I have it as Tosfot Masnisen.
Tosfot Masnisen?
Yeah.
Says that it's an Omdan of Omer Imru? No.
Yeah. That's my summary.
No, I believe that that's what it says in the Masifta. I just don't believe you that it's true. No, I don't think that's true. Okay, Lomashenech. Okay.
Oh, I'm just confused. Is the Bizon resigned only for a mayor?
That our mayor's reason is resigned, and our Yossi's reason is being a member of the Shlich.
Meaning it's two like separate concepts.
That's why they are. Now, could we also elsewhere? We also miss the resign, but don't have to mean it.
And so Rabbah's saying nothing to be resigned.
Rabbah says no resign at all. Concepts.
Yeah.
Yes. However, what did the Ritva and the Ran say very clearly? About Abayim Rava? Which Tanoim do they argue with then? What? Abayim and Rava are arguing about what Rav Meir holds or Rav Yossi holds. What does the Ritva say? Who said that? Both, right? The Ritva says that very, very clearly, right? Does he not? Am I making it up? And the Ran also says it very clearly. Say it very clearly. The Ran, right here in our sugya, says this clearly. The Rav de Tamayhu. Okay, he says Rav instead of right, bro. Same thing. Tamayhu de Ramir Yossi Masnish Bizoyon de Balu. That Rav says they're both Bizoyon de Balu. Time is shown the Mili Lomem Suren L'Shliach, and they're both Mili Lomem Suren L'Shliach. And the Ritva says the same thing. Says the Ritva, L'Abai Vade Kul, must be shown Mizoyin the Baal, but Filo Lomem Suren L'Shliach. And earlier he said that according to Rava, Kul must be sin. So they argue on everything. He says, Rav Meir and Rav Yossi say basically Mili Lomem Suren L'Shliach. And the problem is only Bizayon de Baal. Really, there's nothing lesser about Ksivas HaGet than Hoshiyah HaLacha. It makes no difference to that. While Rava says both Rav Meir and Rav Yossi hold Mili Lo Memser and L'Shliach. Hold Lo Memser and L'Shliach. And what's the third Shita? The third shita is, well, the...
Doesn't the Rav say that that's the machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Yeah. Whether machlokas whether Yossi is according to Rav, the machlokas Rav and Shmuel, Yossi is whether he's going to be sorry. Right to Shmuel, the machlokas is whether he's going to be sorry.
No. According to Rameir, Abaye, they both be this bizarre to Baal. Machlok says, but there's even bizarre to Baal if you tell three people soon. They both be this bizarre to Baal. They only argue about three people soon. And according to Rameir, both be me alone some staff. They only argue about how they best. Oh, that's what you meant. Yes. Okay.
So practically the meaning of the assumption, meaning their just reasoning is bizarre to Baal. Meaning,
no, because the more I contrast them. You can't say it means the same thing.
It's so confusing because the first one that he's giving a reason why it's wrong. Bizarre the Baal is just a reason.
Well, no, Bizarre the Baal is not being remembered. Shlia. Bizarre the Baal is a competition.
You're saying, oh, so it works. It's just Bizarre. I don't know if it's serious or anything.
Yes. Nick.
Okay, I think the board is going to say it too.
Yeah, okay. So let me fill in. What's the Machlokas Tanaim? The Nechlegu. Hatanoim, ha'im, mili, mensurim l'shliach. According to Abaye, maybe they argue that mili mensurim l'shliach. But according to Rishon LeRan, b'nechlehu hanoim, ha'im, yesh, ha'im shayach, lachshosh, l'bizayon, deba'al, em omar, Gimel to right. That's what everyone was saying. Now, how is it? Who's designing the ball? What are they arguing? They aren't. How far to take designing the ball? They're only designing the ball if you tell two people to or three people just for two. But himself, or Mayor said, if not three people to, somebody designing the ball, and they're destined, you're not mocked. Or Mayor says, no, you're always mocked on designing the ball. It's always a trust to designing the ball. Psychology. Right. Or, what do you say? You say that. Maybe they both hold on Memsun Shliach. They both hold on Memsun Shliach. What are they arguing about? So what are they arguing about?
The best in
what?
The best in
maybe they're arguing about whether Bastin is different. And that is exactly what the Ritva and the Ran say. Right? They argue about whether Bastin is different. Right? Mila Memsun Shliach. But is Bastin different? Right? Here. The Nechleku Ha'im Mili Memsaran L'Shliach Al Yedei Bezdin Olo. This is what the Ritva and the Ran say. What do they argue? Whether Bezdin is an exception. Maybe they argue whether the Koach of Bezdin makes a difference. You know Bezdin is more Koach than you and I. That relevant? Maybe they argue whether there really is a competition Bezdin or not. Or maybe they argue about whether Omer Imra works or not, right? Which they do, right? So either, right, they argue about Yesh Lebesdin Koach, right? Whatever the Svara of, right? And Yesh Koach LeBezdin, does Bezdin have Koach? Yesh Chefta Shal Bezdin, is it really true that there's a Chefta Shal Bezdin? Or, Ba'im Omer Imru. Actually, you could also say if there's an Omer of Omer Imru, but maybe they just argue whether Omer Imru is Kosher right now, which they seem to anyway. So it works out. However, the Ramban says differently. Anyone know if the Ramban says they argue about? The Ramban says differently. He says they both have women from the Shliach. But what do they argue about? They both told me those men from Shliach Al Yedei Bezdin. What do they argue about? Says the Ramban. Excuse me. Says the Ramban, what do they argue about? Let me read it to you. Vaday mila lo mimsri li olam l'shlech d'ibar kol. According to Rava, everyone agrees mila lo mimsri l'shlech. That's poshut. Ela b'hasam b'hakapli. This is what they're arguing. Myers are recaving their brots with mouths and quotes with mouths for shlech. And one of them says, since I'm telling them to write it, they couldn't do it themselves. Here becomes shlech and not a bed. Meaning, they argue on my kavana. If I say to three people, do I mean to appoint them as shluchim, or do I mean to appoint them as a besed? Okay. A stomper suggests to three people, does he mean them as shluchim or besed? Interesting then. You say, if I say besed, that would be for a lot of others. That I'm not necessarily a besed. But, oh, l'kulei alma, mili memsarana, al yedei besed, the nechleku, again, Hastam asa on shluchin o bezdin. That's the Ramban. Everyone agrees if they were bezdin, then me lose Ramsrel and bezdin. But we argue as to whether I intended to make them bezdin or whether I intended to make them a shluchin if I didn't specify. Okay, so far we have what is the machlokas tanam in our Mishnah? It could be machlokas tanam in our Mishnah, or to Abaye. Is that Rav Meir holds me the Memsuch just one beside you, but I mean, and Rav Yossi also forget about it, but that's all Pedos, the little Memsuch, Shliach at all. Or it could be, they both hold me the Memsuch and Shliach, or to Abaye. Just, they argue about psychology. Me the Memsuch and Shliach, unless I tell them I don't mind you spreading it. When do I mind you spreading it? When do I not mind you spreading it? Obviously, Abaye would have to say that Rav Yossi is motive over him. I was just beside the bottle. I was fine to have a safe and according to Rafa, they go home, you know, absolutely stress. What are they arguing about? They're arguing about bested. If they argue with a person that has power, they are arguing to make you bested. There is those are the only two sheets in the Rishon. There's a third sheet in the Achronim, the Yad David, a Rabdavid Sinsheim, the possibly. I don't know, there were some shady guys about 10 years ago. I'm not sure about them. But, you know, barring that, probably the most recent Rosh Sanhedrin. He was the Nasi of Napoleon Sanhedrin. Yeah, David, also funny, two big smart. So he was an important historical figure as well as an important longish figure. What did the Yad David say here? Says the Yad David, he says, no. What's his problem? His problem is the Gemara and the Dafayin Alpha base. Says the Yad David, he says, how come Rashi and Alpha base mentions Davka B'Zayim Dabal? After all, we should ask like Rava. The reason is because of Milo Memsul Shliach. And then he goes through. He gives two answers, but his main answer that he likes is he says Davka the Rabbi Yosi Udamar Rava Hachi. Rava only says Milo Memsul Shliach according to Rabbi Yosi. The ain't farther of Meir Milo Meshul Shliach Leishus of Mizmahani. If our Meir helped Milo Meshul Shliach, there's no spar myth. He says it's possible these spars are garbage. If Milo Meshul Shliach doesn't knock it out, our Meir cannot hold Milo Meshul Shliach. So, who are by Rabbi Yosi according to Rabbi Yosi? Oddly, for the words of our Meir, no, it's a derech amar to put the beginning of the Mishnah, even when they're talking about the end of the Mishnah. They're just identifying the Mishnah. What does the Yad David say? Notice he's again called the Rishonim. Says the Yad David. Oh, sorry. Bedas Palatanoi. Abaye Rava Nechleku Bedas Rav Yosi. When the Mitzvah of Mayors should be signing the Baal. Because only in signing the Baal is there a difference between two and three. Denying this whole idea. They only argue within Rav Yosi. Is Rav Yosi also be signing the Baal? Or is Rav Yosi? Misham Bili, meaning, what does he say? Abaye says, who wants Misham Bizayim the Baal? Rav Meir, Rav Yosi, both hold Mili. Memsur and Lashliach. And the problem is Bizayim the Baal. And what are they arguing about? Kanal. Just, you know, an omdin bizayin the bow. And what does Rava says? Rava says, no, I admit to you that Rava Meir says the remserin. And the problem is just bizayin the bow. But Rav Yossi holds lo remserin. And therefore, what are they arguing about? Like the above. Right? The nechlegu tanaim. Ha'im mili memsaran l'shliach olav. What's the advantage of yeah? He is
Rashi and Hafez is clearly
well, Anias Daiti he says right here, the Rashi's feeling the Rava Eino Kolek B'Divrei Rav Meir, right? He says it black and white. Rava Eino Kolek B'Divrei Rav Meir. Within Rashi, what does Rashi say in the Afkof Tess? Hasam Hayyuz Amadus Lo Muslim El Tavar Meir Rav Meir Lo Chavim Yisod La'Acher.
Among the children, too, the
Rashi
must
have
all the
seems pretty mafurish again to be God talks, right? Meaning, he could be right, but it seems pretty mafurish that that's not what Rashi means. Why does Rashi say like Abaye on Daf Ayin Aleph on the days? I mean, maybe because Abaye is talking the Sugya, right? So you're right. So the Yad Vavit says Das Rashi, Doch Das Rashi. Because the much better answer why he says like a bike, it's a bike talk. So certainly it's Das Rashi, but he's, yeah. No. I meant to have like a double arrow here. Like, once you say they both will be long to the Shliach, what are they arguing about? What I'm implying is that being the Ramban doesn't, is not the Shitase in the Ritual Runner. The Shitase, that's coincidence. Okay, let us just pause for one moment. How, basically, the Gemara Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph sounds like their argument is very Meir. That works well for the Rishonim. The Yadavid has to be Nivchak a little to say, they quote on the words very Meir, but it's the Derech to quote the first line of a Mishnah, even if you mean to analyze the second. No, they're just like, totally interlined to the mission. That's what he suggests there. So,
can you move the camera a little to the left? You got 20% off.
Yeah, I don't know how it got moved. Good point.
Thank you.
Anyway, how would each shita then? Well, how would each shita explain the sugyas? Basically, within each shita, let's just explain the Gemaras. The Gemara on Chavtes. I'm an Aleph Mashma Shenechleku Bidas Rabbi Meir. According to the first shot is Nicha. According to the second shot is Nicha. According to the third shot says the Yadavid. No, Naktu Psichas HaMishnah, basically. No, they only quote the beginning of the Mishnah, but their Kabbalah was for the end of the Mishnah for Rabbi Yossi. Right? They quote the beginning of the Mishnah, but they meant the end of the Mishnah for Rabbi Yossi. That's what he says here. The Rav Karmel the Al Reish of the Masnisin. Rav Nachman Ikar Tam Shulim the Hilchah Krug Yosi. Okay, what's the other option? The other question is, what about Daf? Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. What does it say in Daf Ayin Aleph Beis? Rav Yosi Savar Lo Mitzur. Rav Meir. Suffer Mimsurin. The Rav Yossi or Meir argued whether or not it's Mimsurin the Shliach. The Yadavid would say that's Alima the Rav. Alima the Rav. That Gemara was Alima de Rav. What's the other option? The other option is you say, it says here is the Stam Gemara, the Sarah, the Baha. Take your Rav. Maybe the Stam Gemara was Abaye. Yoni says you can actually do better than he does, right? You could say that it's Abaye is talking in that Gemara, which is why the Gemara which is why the Gemara assumed that. Right, so that's what he says. Right. Or Moshe goes out this time where those some of the Quran, that's what he says at the beginning. Etc. In the quotes and someone who says, okay, he says, literally, what are you going to say? That if you hold like Tostos, etc., you just say that this Gemara is a Liba Damaye. Yeah, Liba Damaye, your real seal is being mentioned in Shliach, and Rav Meir will be a little mentor. What about according to the Ritzvah Levan? According to the Ritzvah Levan, according to Rava, everyone agrees. Really, low mention of Shliach. They just argue about the details. According to Rabbi Yossi, Abaye, everyone agrees me the mention of Shliach. So why did the Gemara say they argue about me the mention of Shliach or not? So look over, but you have to say, according to the Ritzvah Levan, is that it's Aliba de Rava, the Hakavana, the Mili Mensuran, Aliba de Rava. Even though the Gemara just said, neither Memsur nor Memsur, what they meant was Memsur Ali Bey Bezdin and Low Memsur Ali Bey Bezdin. Ah, the Rashid, or Noah, or Mayrol, Memsur Ali Bey Bezdin, the same as the Gilsu, Low Memsur Ali Bey Bezdin, they didn't mean to argue about whether it's Memsur or Low Memsur. They argue whether it's Memsur Ali Bey Bezdin or Low Memsur Ali Bey Bezdin. And here you can say, why Ali Bedaraba? Because Hilchasak Basay. And why Ali Bedabaye? So as Yomi pointed out, because in Ayin Aleph, Amid Bey's, in Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, if you look who's talking in the Gemara, right? First, the stomach of the Gemara talks, and then the stomach of the Gemara answers, and then Abaye Amar, etc. And then the Gemara, the stomach of the Gemara asks, Hachi, Hachi, Ella, Ella, Hachi, Ba'od, etc., etc. And the stomach Gemara still goes until all the way down Ayin Beis of an Aleph. You finally have Rav Ashi. Okay, but since the whole beginning of the Gemara, right, the whole first two-thirds of the Gemara at least is Abaye, that's not so crazy that this Gemara is assuming like Abaye, because the conversation to Abaye participated. Right? That's what Yonim is saying. Yonim is saying for Ashi, he's saying for the Gemara. Right? That Abaye, Myri, Asim, Basugya. It's Abaye in the Sugya. Okay, so, yes. How the Ritva reads Ayin Aleph, he would say, this is Aliba de Rava. Right? Aliba de Rava. This helps like us. Right? Why Aliba de Rava? Helps like us. Aliba de Rava, they both admit me the Lamentum of Shliach. But Rav Meir holds Mila Lomemsur L'Shliach on the Yachid Bali Bezdin Memsur, and Rav Yossi holds Mila Lomemsur L'Shliach Klal U'Klal. So what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says Rav Yossi to Amar Mili Lomemsur L'Shliach meant Ali Bezdin? Just add the word Ali Bezdin to the Gemara Dafayin Alzun Beis. What does the Gemara say in Dafayin Alzun Beis? If you add the words Ali Bezdin, it works fine. I don't need to have change the Gersa. I mean, it's assumed they. Mani Rav Meir, Yidomer Mila Metzul Shleich Ali Dei Bezdin. Ema Seifa, etc. Asan the Rav Yosef, Yidomer Mila Lo Metzul Shleich Ali Dei Bezdin. Just add the words Ali Dei Bezdin. That's my folks, Rav Meir, Rav Yosef, whether Mila is Metzul Ali Dei Bezdin. Right? Add a few words.
The Gemara starts off saying, Rishon, all you need to do is Tznu.
No, so even when the Gemara at first said, all you need to do is say Tznu, and you will work, they were thinking that there might be a lot of people. Doesn't say Shnai in the Mishnah. So you have to, it doesn't say Shnai in the Mishnah. Only later they want to say, maybe the Reisha is Klusa and the Seifa is not. Okay. So what do we, yes?
I lost what that bread over there is.
Okay, I apologize.
Okay.
Now everyone should follow what everything is. The forget this for a second. We basically just want to know, here, I'm just reading Pshat. Abai and Rava, what is, what they think Rabbi Yossi holds, what do they think Rabbi Meir holds? This is complicated because you have two Tanaim, Aliba to two Amorayim, Aliba to all the Rishonim and Achronim. So, what is Abai holder Meir Yossi holds, what Rava holder Meir Yossi holds, and we have three different Shitas. In the end, what's the Yisodis Big Machlosi or Meir Rabbi Yossi? There are three possibilities. A, they argue whether Mili are Memsur and Lashliach or not. Even if they're not, because we saw the Baal, if it's true, or if it's clear, it's not a bet. Or B, they both be Mili, Memsur, and Lashliach. The only problem is beside you. They just argue on the other. Of when the guy's closest to beside you, when the guy's not close to Rabbi Yossi, and people are always worried about beside you. He thinks people are very, have very little social self-confidence. And remember, people are mostly worried about Bisayon, but if they don't want to, they're not worried about Bisayon. Or C.
So what did you write on Rabbi Meir right at the top that Mimsurin, Bisayon Labal?
Meaning it's Mimsurin, the only problem is Bisayon Labal. It's fundamentally Mimsurin. The only problem is Bisayon Labal.
But does it mean that it won't be given away?
Okay, let me say this. Okay, I think I can write it too. I think I can write it more clearly.
Okay.
Says Rav Meir, the Ikaron Mimsurin. Well, there's a Baya Tefnit of Bizayon Debal. That's what I meant to say. Fundamentally, you need to be answered in the Shlia. If there be no technical problem, Bizayon Debal. The technical problem, Bizayon Debal, unless you make it a Bezdin. That's what I meant to say.
I see.
Right now, it's more clear.
Very interesting.
Right? The Karol. But there's a Baya Technet. And that's one way to not look. Because Rio says fundamentally, Mimsur, nothing to talk about. Doesn't get off the ground. Mayor says fundamentally, Mimsur, the technical problems are in the Baal. So if it's not a bad thing, it's Shas beside the Baal. But the bad thing is not Shas beside the Baal.
It looks like the whole book of Shas on design.
Right. Here we say, no, everyone agrees, the Ikaron Mili Memsur L'Shliach, and there's a Baya Technet of Zion Debao. There's a Baya Technet of Zion Debao. And when he's theoretically in the Memsur L'Shliach, basically, there's no Shita of Mili Memsur L'Shliach. Or to make Shitas. No, there's no fundamental problem of Mili. The issue is just Zion Debao. Okay, but here we're saying they both agree the issue is just a technical problem with the Baal. They argue about when the Baal is supposed to be Zion and when he's not. They argue about how much social phobia people have. Nowadays, probably a lot. And the third possibility is that no, they all hold Mili Lo Memsur in the Shliach. If they all hold Mili Lo Memsur in the Shliach, then what are they arguing about? Ah, they're arguing about. Give me a second. This, by the way, is going to answer. Why does our mayor think, if they both hold me in the mental shliach, why does our mayor think Memsur not be best in? Remember, when the Yadavid, he says, if Milo Memsur, for sure, Bezin can't help. All those sugyas, all those smarters are stupid. Okay, but the Rishonim didn't think so. He has a lot of omits that take on the Rishonim. He says, or you could say the other way, but that's not his real way. He has a lot of omits take on the Rishonim based on the Diyuk and Rashi, which he only points out. It's really hilarious. But nonetheless, Kvoda Nasi, he's right to have his own shita. The reason Napoleon chose him to be the Nasi of the Sanhedrin is he didn't want people to say that, oh yeah, this secularist started the Enlightenment assimilationist Napoleon brought together a bunch of reformed rabbis and whatever they say is buffalo looked also. Dole Ador to put in front of the Sanhedrin so that, in his opinion, they would come out with all kinds of reform talking to assimilate Jews, but it would go over the Jewish people because they had a gun all the door at the Sanhedrin. The thing is, the Yadav was smarter than managed to come out, the polling gives Sanhedrin list of questions. Basically, if you answered any of them wrong, he kicked the Jews out of his empire. You had to pass. It was 100% multiple choice yes or no test that you had to pass. So he was just somewhat smarter than Napoleon. So he managed to figure out how to give Napoleon the answer he wanted to every question without changing any halachos. Just with very, very clever answers. You know, like verse says, can Jews marry goyim? You know? Or do Jews think they're better than everyone else? Jews could marry goyim theoretically, but since marriage is a religious ritual and you have to be religious in order to participate in it, two people of different religions can't get married because there's no ritual they have in common. And etc. Very, very exceedingly clever. It's a great historical episode. There should be a podcast about this someplace. It's worth listening to. There must be. No? The podcast editor. See, the if not, tell the professor friends to make a podcast. Okay, my turn. That is lonely. Okay, maybe they're arguing whether then they can make an exception to being lonely or not. Okay, and that's why he said, why would your mayor think it's bad to make an exception? Well, Lamanda Armour, it's very sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. What I meant was, yeah, that's perfect. The squares between them circle. But yeah, what I mean is, if Rav Meir's whole shita is bad, right? Rav Meir's whole mahos is bad. Where did he get this mahos of bad in it? Like, his whole shita that bad is different. Why? That depends. If he says fundamentally in the mental state, the technical problem is only in the Baal, then it's shita. It's an unka, not makna mizayim, if he does bad in it. But what about the more interesting case? What about Rava, the feeble, the Rishonim? There may also be the Milamatul Shliach. Then he has to say, Bezdin is an exception, and Milo's mentioned only day Bezdin. And we threw out some possibilities, right? And then Rabbi Yossi would have to disagree with those possibilities or say that you didn't mean to make the Bezdin. Okay, now I think the whole board.
So Rabbi Yossi is actually difficult to understand because it makes so much sense to say that when a Bezdin is appointed, that it should have.
Okay,
you want to do it.
So you realize that. What can you do?
But it's not, there's no obvious logical reason to explain that.
What do you
think? Not obvious. What's the logic behind this?
If you say the only reason Bezdin works is because of Omer Ifru, then he says Omer Ifru is possible. If you say the only reason Bezdin works is the Chetzer Shel Bezdin, maybe he thinks there's no Chetzer Shel Bezdin. When there's a din Torah, is there no chatzah shel bezdin? When there's a din in the flesh, no chatzah shel bezdin. Maybe it's there's no chatzah shel bezdin if they're not judging. No chatzah shel bezdin. You're not coming for a din Torah. You're asking to do your favor. There's no chatzah shel bezdin. Not so crazy. And the koch bezdin, you know, I think we don't have to explain it. I think they haven't really explained the shita yet. So I don't think it's crazy. Okay, so what I put on the board so far, you got the structure now?
Yeah.
Reluctant. Yeah. Okay, good. Give me what's a chaser. Okay, and then I just went through like what they each say the car means, right? If they rub it by your own little fair, that works fine here. And then this Gemara and Dafai analogy, Aliyah Dafai, he's talking there. Aliyah Dafai, from Yosio Volumetrum, Mayor Old Nebsurin. If you say that they're arguing for the Old Tanan, that's also Tanan. If they're arguing for the Old Tanan, then what do you do with this? You have to add the word by now. Not that Rameer will start with me. Are you the Miller also new best? And if you like the Ad of it, you have to say that they brought the beginning of the mission. They were really arguing about the end of the mission. There. And then argument is a leap to run. Okay. I want to go Viter a little to talk about, because basically we just said what's Rameer versus Rameer. We haven't really explained what we're supposed to take, which is the heart of it. What is it? Why would Nidli not be mentioned in Lashliach? What's the svara that Nidli will mention in Lashliach? So, what does Rashi say? I'm not promising you he's going to immediately help us. Rashi and Daf Chesam and Aleph says, what does it mean? Nidli will mention Lashliach? Rava Amar Hasayin Utamar Lomashur Shliach Shlom Moshe Melutvar. He only gave them words. He didn't give them chifetz. Right? That's what many, many portions assume. That has to do with when you give them a chifetz or not. That's a pasuk shot in Daf Chav Tes. Shliach Lolochi, you gave them a chifetz beget. Shliach Leksiva Machasima, you just told them words. Bein Bedvar Koach, they was closing them from Lachar. The Dvarim are not powerful enough to be reassigned. A chifetz has Koach be reassigned. Dvarim don't. He didn't really explain why. But we'll get this. Mishasha Chosman, but Dvarim, a chifetz can be hold of them. Sorry, words can't. He didn't really explain why. Rashi on, tell me if this bothered you. Rashi on Ayin Aleph Amid Beis says, "Da'amar mili memsurin l'shliach." Right. Now again, it's called Pesam Aleph. He's explaining Mandar mili memsurin l'shliach. Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. He's explaining Mandar mili memsurin l'shliach. Think you should just be saying two sides of the same coin. Derek Eretz Hilaso Shliach Devar. It is normal to make a shliach on Devarim. I don't know why he cares about normalcy all of a sudden. Vavinam Devarim Shluch Shalom Kamoso. And their Shlucha Shalom is Kamoso even by Devarim. Hilkach, etc. Okay. Am I the only one who's bothered that Rashi doesn't say the same thing in both places?
No, Get Pashut was also bothered by
it. He was the only one. The you know, over there he says Dvarim can't be chosen but in Sarin La'achir. They don't have koach. Here he says, Derech Eretz to make a shlech with Dvarim Yishlucha Son and Kamoso. He doesn't even talk about in Sarin La'achir. It's just strange that he doesn't say the same thing in both places. The sulfur, the whole word, I didn't put him on. Is there some sulfur in there?
Okay. Yeah, but.
But I'm not convinced. Like, if you want to look at the chunks over and I look on the other basics, they deal out of one place to explain the smart of Mandavar. It's Mimsura, the other place to explain the smart of Mandavar. Well, Mimsura is not really parallel. I'm not convinced by it, but it's a matter of welcome. If you want to look it up, and if you are convinced by it, then I. Did you get the board, by the way?
You want to?
Yes, please. Thank you. Sorry, that's what I meant.
I never know the board. Because you need to left a little space. So.
You give something physical, you transfer the physical thing to the other thing. When you tell somebody verbally, you know this is thing with telephone. You don't know that the next guy is getting what you said.
Interesting. Meaning, give telephone. That, you know, there's that you lose something in the translation. Again, I hand it over. But there's a lack of accuracy when you hand over shlichus of Devarim, and maybe that lack of accuracy is a pagam in the shlichus. That's interesting. And the derech eretz means that, and what does Rashi mean here? The man derech derech eretz, if the koach doesn't mean like koach, it just means that it's not being nimzer properly. And here we say, no, it's Derek Hertz, it's normal to assume that it'll work out and to say it works out okay, etc. Okay, so let us go back. Okay, so hold that thought as well. Okay, great, hold that thought. Mili lo memshur l'shliach. Let me ask a simple question. Mili lo memshur l'shliach sounds like I can't give words to a shliach. But that's not what it means. What does it mean?
Yeah.
The shliach can't give words to another shliach. Now, that's another funny thing about this Rashi. Rashi and I know from Beis doesn't say anything about the second shliach. Right? So what does mili lo memshur l'shliach? There's a fundamental problem. Mili lo memshur l'shliach says not given to a shliach. But of course it's given to a shliach. I can tell you, kisvu, get le'ishti, right? Of course, mili are mentioned l'shliach. It just means mili aren't mentioned to a shliach. So why doesn't it say mili l'shliach genie or something like that? So I think that is a fundamental problem. Let us, and that might even be a key. Right, so what do we mean by that? What we mean by that is, Mili lo minsaran l'shliach. Kasha. They are nimsaran l'shliach. Just not l'shliach sheni. It's a valid question. Who gives the most radical answer to this question? The Maharit. What does the Maharit say? Says the Maharit, the infamous Maharit. Says the infamous Maharit. Lehekdesh ein bodin shlichus. I can't make a shlich to do hekdesh. Something I want to point out. There's one place in the Maharit says you can't make a shlich to do hekdesh. It's going to be a little. He's going to get into some problems. Ein again. What does he say? Lehekdesh ein bodin shlichus. She nearly informed him. Amar lochavir tzeve hakdei shor echem mishvari. If I say go be makdish my shor. Now, I'd be makdish my shor without telling you. I could just say I'm makdish. I don't have to be with it. I could just say I'm makdish my shor. But if I say, no, you go pick a shor and be makdish it. I'm not being makdish it. I want you to pick a shor and be makdish it for me. Ain't more than hektish. There's no hektish on your shliach. The mili nedu, because it's mili. The mili lo mamsur lo shliach. The mili lo mamsur lo shliach. Ach matana. The kamila, and not only get even matana, if it's given a matana, then why not also hektish? Kamila like a shmuel, but you can hold like shmuel. There are tanner, you can get going. We all like Shmuel, all like Rav, the Mila Ramsun Shliach. What are the three Makoros for Shlichos in the beginning, second paragraph of Kiddusha? Who remembers? Should be on the tip of your fingers at this point. Truma, Kachim, and Get. So true, Get is a Maisa, right? Maybe means handing to Get.
Yeah.
Kachim is also Maisa, it doesn't mean head. Truma is a deep word. So pull up one of the three makoros of shlichos truma. Actually, there's no shlichos to say words. There's no problem. Truma choshem kamaisa. What happens when you take truma? You are being, what's the word we say? What's the verb we use? What are you doing?
Mafresh.
You're mafresh truma. When you say the words of truma, you're really doing a maisa. You're being mafresh it. Okay, that's a big chiddush. Mikol makom achshev truma chashiva kamaisa. And then he brings proofs that it is chashiva. Okay, says the Maharit, something super duper duper radical, and it's a bit of a shita's yachid, except for Yehuda points out he seems to have a very very strong bucker. Says the Maharit, no, it really means lo nimsarim. Lishliach klau. You can't make a shliach to say words. And you can't make a shliach to be machnish. And for that matter, you couldn't make a shliach to say make truma, except for that the truma as the words are considered like a deep word. So Ayer points out here, this Maharit sounds crazy. All the Aharonim say, you know, what have you been smoking? But Rabbi Kavik Ayer points out, there's a Ran in the beginning of Psachim. The Ran in Dafdalit of Psachim, it Gimel Amud Beis and Dafi Arif. So in the Rabbi Kavik Ayer and the brackets here, who says, total agav, he says, and you should know you can't send a shliach to do bittul chametz, that big machlokes, you bittul chametz and the shliach. Now, anyone remember Pesachim? What's the big machlokes about bittul chametz? Is it hefker or is it, you know, maybe some special, you know, okay, maybe some special. If you say hektish, some special chalos about the way you relate to chametz, etc., and you go, man, I can't send a shliach to that. The Ran says, you know why you can't send a shliach to do bittul chametz? Halacha l'maisa, we're generally machmir. You can't send a shliach to bittul chametz. You have to do it yourself. Because bittul is mitam hefker. And obviously, you can't send a shliach to hefker. You think if I told the shliach go be machmir or something, that would be valid? And all the acronyms say, where did you get this from? It's like, that's another pasha. It's chiddush bittul chametz. It's pasha to the Ran. You can't send a shliach to be machmir. Why can't the shliach to be machmir? The Ran doesn't say why. very mysterious. So Rabbi Kibayger says he must hold like the Rarit. He must hold like the beginning of the fourth paragraph of the bracket. He must hold like the Marit. Ah, you know why I can't send a shlich to be mafker? Because that's like Hektish. So that's a big smach for the Marit, right? The big smach in the Rishonim. In the Rishonim is the Ran in Psachim, the Gimel Amid Beis in the Alphas and the Dabi Arif. That E-F-Shar Lehafkir Ayyadei Shliach. And that's why you can't do Bittul Chametz Ayyadei Shliach. This is the meaning. You want to remember Bittul Chametz is its meaning. I mean, I don't care what the lungs of Bittul Chametz is. Clearly meaning, because you're not doing my service. Saying words. That's the Maharit.
The good answer to that, just put it in issue all the other the back of you.
But that's not what the Ran said. The Ran said, he doesn't just say Bittul Chametz. He says explicitly, I can't send someone to do Hefker, and if I send a Shlich to do Hefker, it's not God. He says black and white. Or the other Rishonim could say, I couldn't make a but it's the Ran. That's interesting. Now, hold on. What does that do to the Arsugya? Isn't Arsugya not the Shlich shaming? So how does the Ma'arit understand Arsugya? Like, what does Mila Metra Shlich mean in Git?
Because he's telling him to do something, and it's only the second guy would be telling him.
Because what is it? What? How does he understand Milo Rabshon Shliach? It does mean the first Shliach can't appoint the second Shliach. No, the first and second Shliach. What it means is I can only send the first Shliach to a Maisa, not to do a Tibur. When the first Shliach appoints the second Shliach, what's the first Shliach doing? A Tibur of Minoy Shliach. And then it's not that there's a problem with the second Shliach. The problem is not with the second shliach. The problem is with the first shliach. That he, why can't he be my shliach to tell the second guy to be mad at the second guy? Even my shliach to write, he's doing a ma'isa. If he's my shliach to be mad at the second guy, he's doing a deeper and really lamentable shliach. And the issue here is with shliach rishon that he can't be a shliach. Limnos shliach acher, mamano shliach acher, because that's only words. Okay.
Why can't you make a shliach for hefker? Why does he?
What?
Why can't you make a shliach for hefker? If I want to make you a shliach,
because I'm making you a shliach to say words. You can't make a shliach to say words. So, meaning, what does he mean? He means
you can't even a shliach.
A shliach. To say words without a maisa, for example, Efker, Ekdish, that's his case, or Minoy Shliach Sheni. Making a Shliach, you amount another Shliach, like making a Shliach from Bakhtar should be Mapir. I'm making a Shliach. Basically, it's like this. Whenever I say you be my Shliach, I mean, take care of it. You can take care of it by doing it, you can take care of it by appointing someone. But if you take care of it by doing it, then I said you do a ma'aseh, that's valid. If you take care of it by appointing someone, then I said you to say words, and that's not valid. The problem is when you say words to appoint the shliach sheni, you are now my shliach to say words. That's not valid. If you're shliach to halacha, you're my shliach to hand to get to the shliach sheni. That's a ma'aseh. But if you're my shliach to receive us a get, then you're only saying words to be mad of the shliach sheni. You can't be my shliach to say words.
Maybe that's
and maybe, okay, good. Maybe that's how the again, that's the chap. The chap is we all thought Mila Metzer was shliach. There's some reason why the second shliach can't be metabolite, as it were. No, that's not the problem. The problem is the first shliach can't be memana anymore. Why not? Because if he's memana someone, he's doing a deeper on my behalf. And if he's doing a deeper on my behalf, then he's a shliach for deeper. Basically, meaning, basically, if I would tell you, go be makdish, it's not valid, because you're only saying words for me. If I tell you, go be makdish, it's not valid, because you're saying words for me. If I tell you, go be memana someone else, it's not valid, because you're only doing words for me. And that's the problem here. When you're memana someone else, you're doing words for me. What? How does he know? Either he's not Melodim Omer Imro, Or, like the Ramban, we're about to see in the next year, that Omer Imru is really the on directly amount of the second guy Shlomo fun of, and the first guy's job is just to tell him the news. He had no choice but to say that, yes.
That you can be the Nadesh.
That's interesting, meaning according to the, this would get very fascinating, according to the Maharit, if I meet the rabbi, my shliach, some of the chamis, that's no problem, I'm telling him to say. But what about sometimes I make my shliach, the rabbi shliach, and then the rabbi makes someone else a shliach? That's fascinating. What about you, the shliach? I make the rabbi shliach, some of my chamis, and then he goes to the other rabbi and makes him receive some of my chamis. That could choose the Makulia for that problem in the Shliach. It could be that if you do a Kenya, then you get the remarks off. Right. Okay. Anyway, Lamaisa, it would really I think that's why. You know what we do in selling the chametz nowadays in Israel? I don't know what they do in America. You know what we do in Israel in selling the chametz? You ever sell the chametz and fill out the shtar, etc., and sign it and do a kinyan with your rabbi? You don't appoint a rabbi actually to sell your chametz. You appoint the Bezin HaGadol shliach to sell your chametz. The rabbi just does the kinyan with you to cement that you're appointing the Bezin HaGadol. That's fine. Just like at a wedding, the Eidim do a kinyan with the chassan to cement that he owes the kala. Anyone can do a kinyan with you, but he doesn't owe the Eidim. He owes the kala. Likewise, the rabbi in Israel just gives you a pen, right? Used to be a suitor announcer. Gives you a pen that you're appointing the Bezin HaGadol shluchim. Why? You don't want to appoint the rabbi shluchim, then he'll appoint the Bezin HaGadol. That would be a problem immediately, perhaps. Okay.
Mark, could you say that if he has a star, he has to lay it down from you, that it's not.
So it could also be that once writing a star, it's not immediately for some reason.
Probably the Machshava is
yes.
Don't exist.
Yes. Yes. Why? If I make you a shliach kabbalah and you make someone else shliach kabbalah, what are you doing for me? Only saying words to the second guy. He says you can't. Oh, sorry, I thought you said can't. No, the Gemara Chavdalit says I make you a shliach laholacha. I make the woman a shliach laholacha. I make my wife a shliach laholacha. And then she appoints a shliach to Kabbalah directly. I mean, it's just the fact that she's wearing two hats there makes it confusing. But that's not my fault. That Gemara's the one who gave two hats.
So then it wants a svara.
What's the svara is an amazing question. The answer is I don't really know how to mimic this more than what he says. What does he say? As far as he says, oh, you can't make shliach to a mitzvah, you need to make turn the shliach. But why not? If I can make your shliach to do something on my behalf, what difference does it make if it's hekdesh or mechira? I can make your shliach to be mocher on my behalf because you do a mitzvah. I can't make your shliach to be mitzvah on my behalf because you don't do a mitzvah. What's the difference? A shliach is a shliach. So the real answer is... two answers. All right, you're making me get more into the Maharit than I was going to. Okay. One answer is, maybe I don't know Shlichus HaGadol can do. So the Torah only discusses Shlichus by Mas, which is not a great answer, especially since you have to construct one of the three cases as a Masa. Okay. So, but I maybe you could say something else. And this is maybe a little crazy or not. Any philosophers here, you know, the whole thing like speech versus speech acts. No? Okay. No, Moshane. None. Anything you need philosophy to explain is not true. Anything you can explain, and also philosophers say, could be true. Says the Noda Behuda. The Noda Behuda, everyone goes nuts on the Maharit. He says, Oda ni tama al godal temoso e holta kum maso shkia kazer. He doesn't say, I'm tama on a godal like the Maharit, how he said this. So he didn't ever say that. Tell him a god like this, how he could have accidentally written it. Obviously, he really mean it. That didn't know to be who'd about the Maharit. He says, what are you talking about? Milamashul Sid with the inner circle of the Jews. I hear from Kalmo. Milamashul Sid with the second shliach. I don't want such a good kasha. Maharit gets to bring up very nicely. It's not about the second shliach, but the first thing of saying, I'm a meal. And then he says, what's his name, Kasha? It says Pasha that he's dead wrong. There are many Kashas. I think you can answer all of them, but it's going to be hard. He says, and then I don't understand how. Nelamia Goan Marimi Tranish in a healing close village. He knows all the words. You wake him up in the middle of the night and he knows all he knows every word in Shas. How can he forget him before Shkumar in a Dharm Dafai base? And also appears in Nazar Daf Yud Beis. Someone tells an apotropos, any Nadar my wife is no dare, be mefer. And Rav Yonatan says it works, Luchazon Kamoso. And Rav Yoshia says, no, says, Ishah Yikimenu, Ishah Yikimenu, Davke Ishah, not a Shliach. And the Gemara says, what does that show? That fundamentally, they both think it works. One of them is Exeris Akasim. So he says, what do you mean? It's before that Hafaris Nadarim I can send a Shliach to do. That's exactly against the Maharit. It's the biggest kash against the Maharit. Although, I think there might be others. That's the biggest kash against the Maharit. How do you answer this kasha against the Maharit? I can think of two ways. One is the Dochak say, ah, we all like Rabbi Yoshia, and Rabbi Yoshia learns Ishaya Kemenu, Ishaya Firanu. That was really the source of Nidl and Answer Mishliach. We see from there that you can't give over words to Mishliach. But one thing, Seir Sakasa, that Rabbi Yoshia, we can't do past the Mishliach. The best of my knowledge. That Rabbi Yoshia learns from Xerus HaKasov that you can't send a shliach for Hafaris Nedarim. Maybe we learned from there to the likewise for all the leaders. Meaning, he was only talking to leader Rabbi Yoshia, and Rabbi Yoshia was general, not specific. Was global, not local. It's a little different, you know? Okay, anyway, what do I want to say? I want to say, I'll give two answers. Basically, you asked me what's the svara of my writ. Based on my two answers, I'm sorry I don't have... The Masifta must have held the Maharit defend itself against the Nidda. I just tell you what I thought of myself. Nothing in the Masifta? Okay, great. Good. It's kind of what you think for yourself. Okay. Question is Shliach Mefer Nidarim. Right?
Yeah.
Kasha Maharit, there are two answers.
They're not doing it, they're getting rid of it.
One answer is maybe the Maharit is Davka Aliba to Rabbi Yoshia Ugzera Sakosov Isha Yeferenu Hubinyan Ab Likol Mili Dilominsaran Lishliach. How do we know Mila Mitzvah Mishliach? Xeris Akasim Shachik Yifei Renu. That shows that anything that's Bieber, you can't send a Shliach to do. And that's Rabbi Yoshia Minit. The other possibility is, and this is, I think there might be a difference between a Forest and Durham and everything else we're talking about. What's the difference between a Forest and Durham and everything else we're talking about? I think this is true. I hope this is true. Okay. Does anyone here money blot ahead of Daf Yomi? Then you can just check all the Dafim. Okay. And ask Akasha if you have. This is what I want to say. There's two kinds of deepers. There's a deeper which shows your Das, and you don't necessarily need the deeper. Just one way of showing your Das. And there's a deeper where the deeper itself has power. Hekdish is even called the lave, right? Talmud did lave olos. I can be makdish for lave also. Deeper is a way of showing what I'm thinking. Taka, you have to watch out, by the way. Hekdish is called the lave. Hekdish is not kechol ayotzi mikiv yase and parshas matos of konam alai keepers there, which is only kechol ayotzi. Kevali moshadim shbuah. Hektish, you know, can't believe. Hefker, there's also can't believe. There's an owner of someone's mafker or something, there's no one mafker or something. Usually, you don't know until they tell you. Minoy shlichus, certainly, leading to Rashi and Tosfos. There's also can't believe, right? Rashi and Tosfos say that, Zochim Lot Mishlo Lepotim, so it's an owner that is man of Mishliach. Just you say something to make clear what you think. Meaning, sometimes speech is just revealing what you think. But the real kadosh is what you think. And sometimes the speech itself has power. Sometimes the speech itself has power. Bittul chametz for sure. right? What does the Mishnah say? Does the Mishnah ever say does the Mishnah ever say a human being should say bitul chametz? What does the Mishnah say?
Why
do we say it? Be very clear about things we say it. There's one thing. But when it comes to Hafaras Nedarim, Hafaras Nedarim is not just what he thinks. If there's an omdana that he doesn't want to neder, that's not Hafaras Nedarim. Hafaras Nedarim has a certain power to his words. Hafaras Nedarim, the words have power. It's not just what you think, the words themselves have power. Meaning, there are two ways of viewing speech. There's speech as sharing your thoughts, and there's speech as a speech act where the words themselves have power. Right? That's the, okay. Meaning, anyone holding here in constitutional law? Right? This is the big thing that they all try to figure out. Where's free speech and where's not free speech, right? If you have free speech, why can't you shout fire in a crowded movie? Right? Or classic, like constitutional law, like first class first semester. Right? I don't know all of this. I'm not holding an awful lot of this to them. But the question answer is, if I say, I think Richard Nixon is a crook, or I think Donald Trump is unfit to be president, or I think that, Abraham Lincoln did the worst thing in the world anyone could have done to any country, etc. That is, you my opinion, what I think. If I say fire in a crowded movie theater, that's a mice ready, right? That's a mice ready. Okay, now, I have to figure out, meaning, it's not that now you're aware of my opinion. That's a mice. Okay, I'm not saying it's easy to draw the line, but luckily, we're not doing constitutional law now. We don't have to worry about that. Here, I think it's true. Hekdesh and Hefker and Mino Shliach and many other things, the deeper is really just telling you what I think. That's meaning. That's just telling you what I think is not Nitan L'Shlichos. No. The deeper is really Machshava. That's not Nitan L'Shlichos. But, Hafaras Nedarim, then the deeper is Taka Amaisa. That's Nitan L'Shlichos. Merely doesn't mean a deeper that's a mice. It means a deeper that's just informative. An informative deeper, not Nitan L'Shlichos. Then I think this far is a little better. When it's something done objectively on the outside, that's Nitan L'Shlichos. When it's something which is about revealing my inside, that's not Nitan L'Shlichos, Margaret. Again, I admit this, Margaret, and she was young. And now I think there might be a far. What can you say? You can say that Hekdesh and Hefker and Minoy Shliach, the deeper is, when it comes to them, the deeper equals Bitoy Ledato. It shows you his opinion. When it comes to Hafaras Nedarim, the deeper is a Maisa Bifnei Atzmo.
So you're saying that
the question is whether Umtana would work.
So you're saying
Hafaras Nedarim is like true, although perhaps from a different angle. Right. And what I'm claiming is that an Umdana won't work for Hafaras Nedarim, but an Umdana will work for Hekdesh, or at the very least, an Umdana would work for Hekdesh, Hefker, and Minoy Shliach. And we actually find by Hekdesh, we find it works belief. And by Hefker, we find that it works belief. And by Minoy Shliach, we find the word debating show it works belief. But it would work belief. Mm-hmm. It would work. Thinking without saying, then this saying is not, then that's not something you give over to Shlichos. That saying is just my opinion. Can't give over your opinion to Shlichos. If it's the Maisa deeper with the Atzmo, that's a pretty different story. And what kind of Maisa I give over? And then maybe the Svar is not so crazy. Here the Svar is clear as a Kassav. Here the Svar is, the inside is not intended for Shlichos. Yes. If the shliach is mamish me, right? Meaning, okay, we keep bringing up Rabbi Yosef Engel's first simon, like I've told, which is what you're hinting at. The like I've told, yes. Rabbi Yosef Engel, he like numbers. You know why he called it the like I've told? Other than he like I've told, Masach, Tosi, El Tazovel. There's next book with the Asvandoresa. Osios. Guess wrong how many simanim it has?
15.
What? 22. That was the correct wrong guess. But he has the Osiosopios, and it's 27. And he didn't know after one. Okay, Kitzer. So Lekha Tova 17 simanim, the first thing he said, doesn't mean the Shlich is mamish mean, or just that his masim are men masim. Okay, so the marriage. It's the way of first swallow within the Chakir. He goes, I don't understand if mamish mean, then he's big. But if it's masim, maybe that was only said about masim, not about just, you know, how do we know why maybe it's there's a kasa? Or maybe because there's deeper and there's deeper. The deeper that is really machshava, it means far. That's not that you can't say he's like me. But you're right. It has to do with Yos Mangel's favor. Yos Mangel says if he's mamish like me, then the Maharit's wrong. If his masiv is attributed to me, just the way he said this chakira over is sort of a little arbitrary. So I wanted to give a little more tablet. Okay, that is the Maharit. The Maharit is very, very radical. I admit none of the later Chonu ask like the Maharit, except for the Rebbe Eger, who really gives credence to this Maharit, because he points out the Torah seems to be like him, and then he has tons of kashas on it, and then leaves it a little bit bit sort of down. And the whole question is combining the Maharit with some of the other sheet does, but the Maharit himself, he leaves a bit of a sort of. Okay, but I think we can defend the Maharit two ways against the Nodikudas Kasha, saying the other Kasha also. We can defend those also. We're not defending against every Kasha. The Nodikudas says there's one Kasha that it just can't be a rookie mistake. How can the Maharit make a rookie mistake? So there's two ways to make a rookie mistake. Either the Maharit had the Polish way of understanding Rabbi Yoshi's Xeris HaKasa. Or, and I think I remember listening to Shira said speech. I don't think it was this topic, but he liked it. Philip said no. At first it was not the kind of speech that Margaret was talking about. He was not talking about the kind of speech that's a formal speech act. He was talking the kind of speech that just tells us what you think.
But isn't that connected to something in the
world? Yes, it's all in Rav Yosef talks about all this in the Lekach Tov. He gets to that in the Lekach Tov. Yes, but from a slightly different angle, so I don't think it's totally haba, but he does tie this in. Rav Yosef Engel talks about this. He makes that exact connection. It's a 16-page Lekach Tov or something. All right, you have to. No, an 8-page. Yeah.
Both kind of speech accomplishes something in Shulhat, as opposed to an arsenio, where the speech is only going to be relevant later on.
You can use a pain, so you can for sure be that way to be eager, so you could for sure be machad that way within an approach similar to the Maharit. But not Maharit himself, because his whole nidon was hektish, which accomplished something immediately.
That's why he calls it nice.
No, Maharit says hektish deeper, you can't do it. Maharit's whole point is I can't initially have to be hit to be machdish. So that's why your Mahalik's not going to work with Maharit himself. Basically, Rav Yeager wants to say Rashi is like the Maharit, except what you're saying. But Maharit himself says I can't send you to be machdish something for me, even though it's like Gemar Dar Shein come over. So, okay. Now, this is. I wonder if you could say this very, very clever thing for Rashi. Suggest for Rabbi Akiva. Okay. How to get the Rashis to work together? Well, we get the Rashis to work together, the party said. Could be. But Rabbi Akiva points out that Rashi and the Hayin Aleph and Beis sounds like the Maharit. What does he say? I'll read it again. Derech Eretz Ulaso Shliach Devarim. Vavinami Devarim Shlup Shlodim Kamoso. If you then say, so what's the other side of the coin? Lav Derech Eretz Ulaso Shliach Devarim Vedvarim Eino Shlup Kamoso. Eino Shlup Shlodim. Eino Shlup Shlodim Kamoso. It sounds like Vedvarim Shliach Shlodim is not Kamoso. Sort of sounds like Maharit. But it sort of sounds like the Maharit. Just no, it's not normal to make a shlich for Dvarim. Yeah, it's normal to make, when's he going to shlich for Dvarim? Sort of sounds like the Maharit. But Rashi Daf Chav Tes Aleph certainly does not sound like the Maharid. He says Menser means Leos Choser V'Nimsar Laster. Menser is second. So, what's Pshat? So what's Pshat in this Rashi? So Rabbi Krieger wanted to say that that really the whether or not the Maharid is correct or what we always thought is correct depends on Omer Imru. Now he has for one thing. He says the upshot now is the Rashi verse, the upshot of the Sugya. The upshot of the Sugya in Daf Ayin Aleph on Beis Ayin Beis Aleph is that Rav Yossi is not Moda Ba'omer. That even Ba'omer Imru, Mili Lo Memsur L'Shliach. Even Ba'omer Imru, Mili Lo Memsur L'Shliach. So either way is fine. If Rashi gets it, so. But however, the Gemara Daf Chav Tes, as Yoni helpfully pointed out to us, was within the Shita Rav Meir. Shita Rav Meir, Mili Lo Memsur L'Shliach, all the Rishonim say he admits that Omer Imru was okay. I have no reason to think Rashi disagrees yet. I haven't got any Rishon, you can tell me the Sifta, who says Rav Meir thinks Omer Imru doesn't work. All the Rishon and Rav Meir thinks Omer Imru work. And the whole point is that Daf Chav Tes is Rav Meir's version of Mili Lo Memsur L'Shliach. Omer Imru works. Maybe that's exactly what Besdin works. It's like Omer Imru. The whole point of the Gemara Daf Ayin Aleph is Rav Yossi as opposed to Rav Meir. And in the end, they decide, you know, Omer Imru doesn't work. They plunge around a bit first, but you have to say, Rosh Tovi, the main thrust of the Sugya, not Lafi, the Havmina, when they plunge a bit. So, very simple. This depends whether Omer Imru works or not. Let's think about it. If you say, like the Maharit, then even if I tell you, Omer Imru, go tell this guy to be my Shliach, it should work, so I'm saying. If you say like, if you say basically, what I'm saying is this. Give me a second, and you'll tell me if you like this Rabbi Akiva Eger. I think it might, even though I hear what Morty's saying, I think there might be something to it. What does Rabbi Akiva Eger want to say? He wants to say about the steer and rush. Morty says no steer and rush, but. What does it sound like? Rashi, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph says, Dvarim Ein Nimsarim L'Shliach Shein. On Ein Aleph on Beis, Rashi says, Bidvarim Ein Shlucho Kamosa. Sounds like it's not even Nimsar L'Shliach Rishon. There are carrots. Again, I'm putting a negative sign. There are carrots in Shlucho Kamosa. How many miyashim this steer in Rashi? So, what do we want to say? What does Rabbi Eger want to say? Rabbi Eger wants to say, very pasha. If the problem is a shliach cannot pass on dvarim, that means the shliach can't pass on dvarim on his own. He can't pass on dvarim on his own. But if you tell him Omer Imru, you're not telling him to pass on Dvarim. He's not passing on a Dvarim from someone else. He's representing you and being a Mana Shliach directly. If the problem is Ein Nimsar L'Shliach Sheni, then what do you say? That the Shliach Eino Yochol Limsar Make Atzmo L'Shliach Shein. Aval Em Amar Imru Hare Hu Shliach HaBaal Lemanos Es Ha Sheini Shliach Rishon. Think about it. Omer Imru means I'm making the other guy Shliach Rishon. I tell Yehuda, tell Binyamin to write a get. He says, I am Rabbeinu Shliach, tell you to write a get. Now you're the Shliach Rishon. He didn't pass such things to you. He was representing me. He was mamani you directly. So if you say the problem is that it can't be nimser twice, here it wasn't nimser twice. I told you to appoint him. It wasn't nimser twice. I told you to be. I wasn't moser kesivas against you at all. Only you were moser to him. That's once. But says Rabbi Akiva Eger, if the problem is mitvarmin shluchos lamoso like the Maharit, that's what Rabbi Akiva Eger says, then bashut. Omer Imru Lo Mahani Shahare Mushliach Omer. I'm telling you, tell someone I mean you're still that's me Lumar Mushliach. So what does he want to say? He wants to say that now it's no problem. That stuff. So Davkov test. That's Aliba Dirab Meir Dimashir Omer Imru. If Omer Imru is okay, that means I can make your slave say words, Omer Imru. It just means that if I tell you to do it, you can't pass it on to someone else. You can't pass it on twice. If I tell you to point someone else, you only pass it on once. You're right, Shliya, to pass it on once. But if the final for the base, that's Aliba. To Rabbi Yossi, negative from me. To Posel, Omer Imru. If you pass Omer Imru, then what's the problem? The problem is that I can't make your shliach to say words. And that's why Rashi said two different things in two different davim. What do you want to pass Omer Imru? He said, what's wrong with Omer Imru? There's no double shliach. I'm telling you to appoint him for me, and he's the first shliach. Because I can't send you to do words. But enough of the test means that there are mayor where he was kosher, but again, Rashi doesn't supposed to say what we should do. Then he said, Omer was kosher, I could send you to do words to appoint someone else. What's the only problem? If I don't send you points to else, you appoint them on your own, then that's a double transfer of shlichus, so you can't have a double transfer of shlichus. Then that explains this to you and Rashi. That's where Rikki Baker's answer is to you and Rashi. Again, I've only listened to. I'm sure there's 100% of that, but Rikki Baker and some silver. I like you. Better, of course. And if you wish, you can look at B.
You see, Omer Imru doesn't work the shlichus is bucko because he can't do it himself.
Correct.
And he can't appoint.
Correct.
And if going to the first one, and if the first shliach does the vice end, that also wasn't his. Never his.
Correct. Meaning, when I say Omer Imru, unless I say do what you're doing either way, but if I stop say Omer Imru, then even if you do it yourself, it doesn't. If Omer Imru works, then so I can send a shliach to say words. So Omer Imru works. So what's the problem? What doesn't work? It doesn't work for a shliach to pass on a shliach. And that's what he said in the Chof Tes. The shliach can't pass on a shliach. But if I say Omer Imru, that works. I can tell you to make him a shliach. I just can't make you a shliach. I can make you on your own. That's a shliach sheni. Omer Imru is not a shliach sheni. I tell you to appoint to him a shliach rishon.
Why can't you say that you don't answer like Rabbi Meir goes? You don't make the you just say that it's saying two different things.
Because Rashi should be
consistent. No, he's saying he's consistent. It's just two different mice. One of them, he's saying, here, now you have the authority to go for things. Now you're not allowed to be not just authority. That's the analogy. But Chavtani's saying, that guy's my shaliyah. Go tell him he's my shaliyah. So therefore, you're
saying maybe if you over him, it's possible for one reason. If you don't over him, it's possible for another reason. And then Rashi's just telling us the two pieces, the two different things, in which case, Rabbi Yossi has two sheikhs at once. You could say that. I'm trying to avoid saying it's too cheap, but it's not so crazy. And it's not so crazy. It's possible. I'd rather not say it's too cheap.
I don't understand the sentence before the read. We have to manage their campaign because it's all for you. There is, everybody agrees that Shalek or Rahman.
Ah, because that's how he's doing words. He's handing the get to the second guy. That's a Misa. What? Yeah, you're my shliach to hand this get to someone else.
The foundation is the problem is the leader.
Okay. All that. No, you're right. I can always be more thorough. That's the Ma'arit. And then if you ask the Ma'arit, what's the Chal Mila mentioning in Shliach, what isn't? The answer is, whenever I sense one and that fellow does an action, that's fine. Whenever I sense one and he does words, whether he does words of Hekdesh, words of Hekder, words of pointing to someone else without handing them an object, that is Mila Lamentu in Shliach. That is the Ma'arit.
But then you can't hold on the in group, but
unless you hold our bonds over it. Correct. But the Reiki Vayner saying you can't hold on Rambo according to the Ma'arit. That's exactly Reiki Vayner's insight. When you don't hold on Rambo, you're the Ma'arit. When you do hold on Rambo, you're not the Ma'arit. That's exactly what Reiki Vayner was saying.
That's the thing that people that don't Rambo stand
alone. Yeah, correct. Which we'll get to next time. So I say, Reiki Vayner saying, Tak, you can't hold on Rambo. And that's the answer to Stephen Rashi. And I'm saying you could also do the other version of it. Okay, now that's the Ma'arit. What's the other option? The other option is, I think, the pshat in Rashi. The pshat in Rashi in Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph. Right? And who else says? A lot of the Tosfos written Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph says the same thing as Rashi, right? If you want to add names to make yourself, you know, to make it feel very popular. I think it's the same thing. Perish. The aim at Varam Koch Leo some closer with him, Sar and Laacher. Okay, pretty good word for word, right? Rashi and the Rit. Both Rashi word for word, right? And Shuto. He says, no. It really means, Mili Lo Mimsaran Lishliach Shemi. That's what it means. Nimsar and Shemi. Of course, it's Nimsar and Shleich Rishon. Not Nimsar and Shleich Shemi. Ein Bedvar and Kochlios closer than Nimsar. Right? Leos Chosrin than Nimsar. Right? Which is Basho. Oh, why is he a Mimsar and the Shleich? And only meant no Mimsar in the second part of the Shleich? We're supposed to understand what they meant. Why, by the way, can't Mili be closer to Nimsar and Lashliach? Why not? Is there a Svara? Sure, there should be a Svara. Why? Because there's no Pasuk. There must have been a Svara, right? Not a local Moshe we've seen that. Why can't they be closer to Nimsar? And so Mori says something interesting. Because a broken telephone. Maybe it's just a svara that Mili cannot survive a double transfer, right? That's what you want to say. And then you want to say there's no steer in Rashi. That's what Rashi meant here also, that it's the derech, the shrit, the shliach, like me, that, you know, will preserve the acts. Okay, could be. Does Nesif to say one? Or did they just say this? I don't know if anyone have a theory. You could just leave it at this. I'm not sure. You know why? Look, there has to be a reason, right? Because it's a svar chazal made up without any drusha, right? In the psukim, right? So okay, maybe broken telephone. It's interesting. I haven't thought about that.
Maybe because there's no mamashut.
And so what?
Not well defined, maybe.
Well, why can't you say it? If I give you again, you give it to Charlie, and then you get it to me. And so why can't you? Did that complete the shlichus?
Am I?
Fine, so if I tell you to write it, you tell it to write it, you will complete your shlichus. You gave it over.
Oh, it's that.
Why did you go over any more in one case than the next case? You gave it over to someone who does it, it works. If he doesn't do it, it doesn't work. If he listens, it's good. If not, not. Okay, I'll tell you something I thought maybe you could say, but I'm not promising, which is maybe it's a matter of tzeirus. Meaning, you know, when you have two steps, this may be a more formal way of saying, but when you have two steps, it's always the question of when something's two steps removed, it's still connected or not. It's an interesting question. So these two steps removed is so connected. Right? Sometimes it is. Inside, double steps at halacha. Do they count or not? All kinds of very interesting things, right? What if you're poed to the Meiser Sheni, and then you're poed to that, etc. You know, does that still count for Chumash? Does it not? You know what? I appoint you, you appoint him. I appoint Yomi, Yomi appoints Sam. Right? Is Sam connected enough to me or not? Maybe you could say the problem is the lack of connection. The connection is too indirect. If I gave Yomi a chayfet and he handed over to Sam, then already Sam has a connection to me. What do you mean? He's holding my hand. He's not so connected to me. Maybe that chayfet connects him to me. But if it's just words, then he's not connected enough to me because it's too indirect. Koach kocho. Koach kocho is wrong. Right? So maybe you just need a mitzari if I spoke to you, we're connected. If I spoke to you, spoke to him, we're not connected enough. Ah, but if I hand you something, you hand it to him. He has the thing I handed over, and that's a direct connection. But I was holding it, now he's holding it. Maybe that creates more of a connection. Maybe there's a gamin that saves a gamin connection. A two-step connection is too weak. But it connects us. Because what do you mean two steps? I was holding it, now you're holding it. There's one step. So maybe it's a matter of sabers. An indirect connection is not mitzurah unless the chayfetz is mitzarev the shliach sheni to the mishaleach. You know?
That's precise.
What does Marv Shek say? Marv Shek says very nicely. By the way, this is more famous than Shira Shabel because the Imre Moshe. Shek said, of course. Marv Shek and the Imre Moshe, what do they say? They say very clever. I'm just not sure if it's too clever or not. If I hand, I think it's too clever, but you can decide on your own. If I hand Yoni a get, he's my shliach every second to hold on to this get. Therefore, he has a shem, chaloshem shliach every second. If he wants to appoint Sam, he can. Just look at the kamoso, so he can appoint Sam. If I tell Yoni to do something, write. When he's writing, he's a chaloshem shliach. Until he writes, he's not a chaloshem shliach. He's not doing anything. So if he tells Sam to do something, he's nobody. He's not a chaloshem shliach until he writes it. Meaning, you're only a chaloshem shliach when you're doing something. When you're doing something. If I give you a chayfetz, you're always regarding that chayfetz. So you're always a chaloshem shliach. If I tell you to do something without a chayfetz, you're only a chaloshem shliach when you do it. And therefore, the cycler also likes this shot. Alatar here in Gittin. But when I tell two people to new, that means kisvu to new, right? When I tell them to new, I mean kisvu to new. It doesn't mean I have to get it. I mean kisvu to new. I just mean to say to new. When I tell two people to, I mean write a get and give it for me. But until they write the get, they're not a chaloshem shliach. They're only chaloshem shliach while they're in the act of writing. And therefore they can't appoint someone else, but they're not a chaloshem shliach. Okay, says the Maharam Shek and the Imre Moshe. That is more of a like the almost Pritzker. Says Maharam Shek and the Imre Moshe, because if you're not holding a chayfetz for me, you're not a kaloshem shliach until you do, and until you actually do it. So, you have no status to appoint Shliach Sheni. Exactly. Shliach Kabbalah is not a Chaloshet Shliach until he or she actually receives the get. Until the moment of holding on to a get, they're not a Chaloshet Shliach. This is a big Chiddush. The Chiddush is that you're not a Chaloshet Shliach unless you're doing something right now. If you have a chayfetz, you're always doing something right now. You're you're holding the chayfetz for. But if there's no chayfetz, you're not a kol shem shliach till you're active.
So there's a break until you start, even if you're not legally active the second.
Ah, that's interesting. What if I broke half the get and then I go to lunch? Am I a kol shem shliach while I'm eating lunch? I think the Maharal Shich would still say no.
You can't appoint another shliach at that point anyways.
Just theoretically.
I wouldn't even say that was not. I don't think there is an not mean, but I'm saying once done the kisses, now there is a get.
Oh, for sure. For sure. But then you're not telling me to else to write it then. You've already written it. Right? Then after me, there's only before you wrote it. Tell someone else to write it. Okay, now you're sounding like the Kaddish Midrash. You know, we all like to be holy, but you don't want to be a Kaddish. Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. Now, Joel said something interesting, which is what Rashi really might mean, but is a different shot. What does the Kiddushim Miksav Yad say? What did the Kiddushim Miksav Yad say? I think he says something very important, which I think is not the only one to say, but maybe the only, but what does he say? Mila Memshir and Lashliach. Again, I'm going to assume if you say Mila Memshir and Lashliach, just put a minus sign in front of it and get what you think Mila Memshir and Lashliach means, right? Mila Memshir and Lashliach, Kolom Shliach, the Barmik, and Uksim Reyotzor, and Imseris Lashliach, which is all about Kiyilu Baal Shlichos, which you call Mosulah Hate. In which case, what's Mila Memshir and Lashliach? Shlichos, the Barmik, and Uksim Reyotzor, but Lom Nimshir and Lashliach. What's he say? But now with the Maharit, nothing with Maharit. What does it mean, Lonimsur Shlech Rishon? What he thinks is there's two dargas of Shlechos. And I think this might be what Rashi means also. Rashi means say it, but it could still be the Svara. Or, you know, again, I apologize. There's a lot of speculating here. Why am I speculating so much to this like, more than I usually do? Just because. The Masifta, do all the Achronim really explain everything as much as I did?
Nobody really knows.
Parts of it.
Okay, so maybe I just should
look at the Masifta
and see which Achronim talks about it.
Imri Moshe is discussed, though.
Yeah, I'm saying, other than that. Correct. Svara is like the Kiddushim Miksav Yad, even if, and here's a subtlety, even if the semantic parshanut of Rashi is not like Kiddushim Miksav Yad, he can still agree with this svar. Clearly, the way he interprets the word Mila Memshir Lashliach is not like Kiddushim Miksav Yad. But he could still think that's the svar. Just that's not how he's reading the words, because he doesn't want to read the words so fancy. What does the Kiddushim Miksav Yad say? And I think these are the three possibilities. Kiddushim Miksav Yad, and I will try to prove that it's not only Kiddushim Miksav Yad. But there, he's the one on our tools. He says, no, it means Lo Nimsarim Lishliach Rishon. Ah, but he's not the Marit. No, no, he's the Marit. What does he mean? It means there's two dargs of Shlichos. There's appointing a Shliach and being Moser to Shliach. What's the difference between them? What's his language? Zoche Bakilo Baal Shlichos. There's making a Shliach and then being Moser to him, so he's Zoche Kilo Baal. Right? Those are two darkas. There's a chiyak ilubayim and a shliach bi'alma. What's the difference? Mili is a shliach bi'alma. Of course you're a shliach. You know the Marid. I can send a shliach to do hekdish. I can send a shliach to do hekdish. I can do omer and send a shliach to appoint a shliach. No, a regular a mili, you're a shliach, but you're not zochek ilubayim. You're a shliach, you don't get independent control. If I just tell you words, you're a shliach. You're not a bailim. You're not taking over. But if I give you the chayfetz, then you're a higher level shliach. Then you're zochei kikibu bailim. Then I gave you over. If I tell you write get, you're my errand boy. If I give you the get, you could also say you're my errand boy. But it says, no. If I tell you write get, you're my errand boy. I give you the get, you're in charge. I'm saying you're the man. What's the difference? If I tell you right again, you're an errand boy. An errand boy can't make a shliach. Not bailam mamish. Not bailus mamish. But if I give you the gas, now you're the bailam mamish. I gave it to you. Right? I'm sorry we're going to have to end 5 minutes, though. Because, right, just think of the rebarks alone. What do the rebarks alone say? Well, if I make a kinyan suitor with you, then it's still a shliach. Not. What's shot? Literally, if I put your shliach on Mila, you can't make your shliach. But if I put your shliach, you'll give me a suitor with you. Now I give you virus. Right? Otherwise, what difference does it make?
But you can always
what?
Even if it's not there, it's still
attractive. If you sleep in the curve, you can't have a retractable carol returning. Okay. Talk to her. He'll indicate you're right after you either way. A durable. What do you pull if you can't check? Anyway, kids.
This phrase, Gilu Baal Shlichu, is that referring to the Mishaleach?
Yes, Baal Shlichu, the Mishaleach. Gilu is the Mishaleach.
I thought the opposite. I thought
the Baal Shlichu. Either way, you come to the same. He's a Shlichu, who's a Baal. Not just a Shlichu, but a Shlichu. Either way. So what do we mean when sorry the Shlichu? We've shown meaning there's two levels of Shlichus. There is Minoy Shliach Greda, and that is for Mili, and no Miman Chozer, Umimane Shliach Sheni. And then there's Mesira Shlichos, right? Ilu, that what's his Lashon? Zocheba, Zochen Shlichos. And Aaron boy's not Zoche. It's supposed to help. He's Zocheba. Zocheba. Ilu Huba. The Sinan Bailin. That's for Masiras Achifet. When I get over the gap, that's already Zochen. That's already almost Kenyan. And in that, Hashliach can buy the Mamish. The Yaholasos. Sorry. Hello?
Hi.
Yeshomershim? Atarueta Shomer? Ken, I far imagine the Shomer Sheta Magia. Okay, Toda. Sorry. I told the Slayer to come between a little bit of one. I was thinking. I wouldn't have told the Slayer to come through the Shear, but who would ever have a hobby in the Shear and go past the left?
Yeah, sure.
What are the odds? Anyway, okay. When you have to stop even though you're in the middle of the schmuck. But you see, and it could be that's also Rashi's story, even though it's not as part of it. Three ways of reading Milo Mitzvah Shliach. You can say you can't appoint a Shliach or Mili, then you get radical Marit. Or you can say really Shliach Shani. Just a Shliach Mishnah can't get through Shliach Shani, and you can come with all kinds of answers if you want. Or you can say, no. You can't appoint a Shliach Mishnah. You can appoint a Shliach Mishnah for Mili, but you can't be Moser of Shliach Mishnah. It's not Moser of the Shliach Mishnah. It's not Stochen, Bindless of Shliach Mishnah in Mili. That's the difference. Shliach Mishnah in Mili is appointed. But he's not Zoche, he's not Nimsarlo, therefore he can't do anything at the bottom of what you told him to do. Give him those potatoes. I gave you the get, you're the boss now, you're in charge now. Then it's Nimsarlo Shliach Mishnah. Once it's Nimsarlo Shliach Mishnah, we can call it Shliach Mishnah. Like, find the best Rashi, the best Marit. That's the Rishon Sakyat. It could be that even in Rashi and the Rid, that's really what they mean in Svara, they just didn't want to read into the words. And I'll bring many proofs of this, and many nafkamim of this, Amir Sashem. And next time, just there's no reason to, I'm keep in suspense the next time and like surprise you. The whole part of so many Rishonim that say it doesn't actually matter if there's a chayfitz or not. It matters if I gave you over a significant control or not. That's all works the chedush miksav. Yeah, not with the pshat of the chayfitz. And basically, what I'm going to say, spoiler alert, is that the nafkamina is here. It really depends on the chayfitz. And here it depends whether I gave you control over something significant or not, which is the basic of the Rishonim in the Korah sheet. Can we continue the next time? We'll finish up this Indian of Mila Shliach, not me in the three ways, details, and we will go on to under Omer Tzatir and Omer Imru, because we kept mentioning Omer Imru. What exactly is Shatan Omer Imru? Why does it work? Why does it not work? Look at the Ramban and the Anyway, I'm going to go downstairs to get my package.
How many fire do you think we got?
So we will have to call it day.